Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. In the following clip, I try to make the case that being an effective manager is not about knowledge. It's not even about skills. That the crucial element in becoming an effective manager is entering into the role with the right set of attitudes. And I also try to make the case that not all of us, in fact, can qualify on those attitudes. I do not qualify as a manager because the very definition of a manager's job is to be interested in helping other people succeed. Your job is to build an organization which can serve its community. Your job is not to do it yourself. If you only do it yourself, there is a limit to the impact you can have in life, and if you like that, join me in being a solo practitioner. If you want to be a manager, then there is a huge divide to be crossed, which is, can you get your emotional satisfaction out of helping other people look good? And I'm being very serious, not jokey, in saying I failed that test. I do not have my ego needs under control. I need to be the guy at the front of the performance. Which again, I hope doesn't make me a completely bad person, but it makes me not a manager. And the image I want you to hold on to is not a joke. It's the who are the people that actually build successful organizations that accomplish their mission. And the essence, the key word there is in the verb build. Of actually being interested in helping other people accomplish things, get the glory, deal with issues. And my interest in people is limited. You heard a little bit about my background from Bill. You know, I stayed within the university setting most of my life. What he didn't mention to you is I remained a university professor for a long time after I got my PhD. And the trouble with staying inside the university setting is that they keep on promoting you even if you're just smart. Even if everybody around you despises you. If you have no interpersonal skills whatsoever, it doesn't matter, it turns out, inside the university, right? As long as you can do the sums and pass the exams, you get on to the next stage. So I did quite well until my mid-30s. And then I, for a variety of reasons, decided to leave the university setting and try to learn how to be a consultant. And I made this terrible discovery of me that the world is in fact filled with people. And I want to be serious about this because I'm not trying to be an inspiring speaker to you, I'm trying to make a very serious point. I always took comfort in the fact that as long as I was right, I could get through life. And the fact that I couldn't pick up on clues from people, it wasn't too much an advantage, I could substitute for that. Right, some people kind of read, the reactions of people and know what the other person's saying immediately. I'm the kind of guy who's, falling asleep at night and idly thinking about things and 20 years later goes, oh, that's what she meant. And I always hoped that being smart was good enough that, I could leave aside that other stuff. And the answer is, it is good enough as long as you're not a manager. Because the very job of a manager is not to be right. It's not to be smart. In fact, let me take the point even further. And of course, you're free to disagree here. My job's to give opinions. Your job is to reject them. I would put in front of you that from what I've seen of the world in 20, 25 years and every business book that I've read, here's what I've learned is that management has nothing to do with smarts, nothing to do with intellect, nothing to do with IQ, nothing to do with rationality. Nothing, zero. I have, if I can tell you about my own training again, because this I think is relevant to the way you think about it, I have every business degree the planet has to offer. But I left that entire education knowing a great deal about business and nothing about managing. Do I make sense in my use of the two different words?
that the business education, which I'm very proud of and would never say a negative thing, very proud about the places I had the privilege to go to, but I have to admit they taught me nothing about managing, because managing was about people. And the question is not when you sit down with a person, you know, and give them constructive feedback. The issue is not, is your feedback correct? That's not the test of a good manager. The test of a good manager is, do they say, I'm so glad that you came by, I'm actually going to change. If you agree with the analysis we have just been through, one of the things you may need to do is to look into your heart and say to yourself, do I really have what it takes to fulfill the function of being an effective group leader or a manager or others? We're pretty confident that many people can learn the skills and develop the knowledge. The question is, do you really have the managerial attitude?
This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.